You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. Gary Borders takes a trip up to Bentonville, Arkansas, and reflects on the Walmart phenomenon, which began in Bentonville with a small-town five-and-dime store and yet led to the Crystal Bridges Museum.
Bentonville, Arkansas is a company town, the birthplace of Walmart, the world's largest retailer. Like Grackles, most folks either love or hate Wally World. I am planted firmly in the middle. I regret what big box retailers like Walmart have done to homogenize America, putting hundreds of thousands of small business owners out of business. It's turned many downtowns into ghost towns, and one city's retail center pretty much looks like the one down the road or across the country. A reporting trip to Chihuahua City, Mexico last year really brought this homogeneity home. We stopped at Starbucks before heading into the desert to interview ejido farmers. As I looked out the windshield, I saw signs for Best Buy, Home Depot, Kohl's, and Target. I could have been back home in Longview, except just past Best Buy, the signs were in Spanish. I do shop at Walmart, especially for groceries and toiletries. The company has vastly improved its offerings of organic food, for one thing, and it's a convenient way to buy groceries, a pair of gym shorts, and batteries. But when possible, I use locally owned stores, such as the nearby Corner Grocery with its superb meat selection, and the hardware store next door to it with an excellent and eclectic selection. But I'm not here in Bentonville to praise or peruse the Walmart Museum, located on the square in Sam Walton's original Five and Dime. The irony of Mr. Sam's Five and Dime preserved on the square, while his concept of lower prices and vast selections helped spur the demise of similar stores across America, is not lost. Anybody remember Perry Brothers? On a recent visit down the road in Fayetteville, we drove the 28 miles to Bentonville to tour likely the greatest legacy of the Walton fortune, the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Nestled on 120 acres of woods, the museum opened in 2011. Crystal Bridges curves around a lake. Visitors essentially travel in a rough circle throughout the exhibits, and the grounds include more than 3.5 miles of trails, which soon would be resplendent with spring blossoms. While a walk through nature would have been nice, there was a surfeit of art to be viewed inside. Alice Walton is the daughter of the late Sam Walton, and reportedly the third richest woman in the world. A few years back, a leading art magazine named her one of the world's top 10 art collectors. The Crystal Bridges Museum is her baby. It was funded from her personal wealth and the Walmart Foundation to the tune of $800 million. It's the first major museum built between the East and West Coast in a generation. It is, as a laudatory review in the New York Times put it, a world-class museum in the land of Walmart. More than 2 million visitors to the museum since opening attest to its attraction. We saw paintings by Edward Hopper, one of Gilbert Stuart's portraits of George Washington, a version of Jasper John's flag, and pieces by Thomas Hart Benton. By the way, the town is named after the other Thomas Hart Benton, who was a senator from nearby Missouri. Why? I'm not sure. Thanks to yet another Walmart grant, admission is free to all permanent exhibits. Crystal Bridges Museum is making Bentonville a major destination point for art lovers. The foundation just announced plans to open a contemporary art museum in an abandoned Kraft cheese plant downtown. I do wish Walmart paid its workers better. It's hard to survive on $8.81 an hour, which is the average wage. I'm grateful the family is spending at least a portion of its wealth to provide a wonderful venue for viewing works by some of America's greatest artists.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.